Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Jetsco is the latest startup carrier to launch in North America with some innovative ideas concerning such travelers' concerns as flight overbooking and last-minute fares. President Michel LeBlanc outlines the philosophy behind Jetsco.
Well, Jetsco is there to meet customer requirements, not the airline executive requirements. You just talked about overbooking. Well, we have a very precise philosophy on overbooking. We don't. We never overbook a seat. Every time you book a seat with Jetsco, whether it's on the web, whether it's at the, through the call center, or if you show up at the airport, if we sell you a seat, that seat is confirmed to you and only to you. You'll never see us auctioning people that don't want to board because there's an overbook situation. We don't do that. And that philosophy caters throughout the flight. People want low fares. We've designed the product to be a no-frills product with an extremely efficient twin jet, 160 seats, that allow us to bring to every market we serve the lowest price in Canada. And even at the spur of the moment, the website will feature last-minute seat sales every week, and you're going to enjoy the experience. It's congenial, can-do attitude, young staff, dedicated. No is not an answer.
Sounds good to me. Jetsco is on the internet at www.jetsco.net. Toll free 1-866-440-0441. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams, get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town, grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Travel.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, online with Jeff Greenwald, author of the book Scratching the Surface, which is self-published, Impressions of Planet Earth from Hollywood to Shiraz. It's available on his website at www.jeffgreenwald.com. And Jeff has been a travel writer for about 20 years now, and he's written over 200 stories. He's collected 30 of his favorites for this particular book. What attracted you mostly to that section of the world?
It was kind of a thing that you can't really ever predict, and you don't even understand it after it happens. The first time I visited Kathmandu in 1979, it was the beginning of the monsoon, and I remember sitting down in the beautiful gardens of the Kathmandu guest house and opening up my journal and just writing down the words, "Welcome home." I think many travelers have felt this way about certain places, whether it be Tangier or Peru, Turkey, India, or Paris, but I had this very extraordinary affinity to Kathmandu, to the mythology, to the way Hinduism and Buddhism commingle in that culture, and it completely captured me in an almost magnetic way. I found that I wanted to go back. I thought of nothing but going back, and that was in 1979, so for the past 23 years, I have made it my business to go back to Central Asia, Kathmandu specifically, once a year, and I've rarely failed in this mission. And of my five books, three of them are set in Kathmandu. Even though Nepal is now having a lot of political troubles, I still find it to be an extremely beautiful and inspiring and colorful place.
The book is available on www.jeffgreenwald.com. It's called Scratching the Surface. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
This has been an Askwer Marketing production.